By several measures, sentiment about the U.S. economy is near record high levels. Yet, there are some headwinds for companies moving forward. Welcome to the Journal of Accountancy podcast. This is Neil Amato, a senior editor with J of A. In this episode, we'll delve into that strong overall sentiment and discuss how finance professionals can use the information in their organizations. First, take a moment to listen to a word from our sponsor.
Did you know 75% of people now prefer to pay by credit or debit? With CPA Charge, you can let your clients pay their bill online and you'll get the reporting details you need for easy reconciliation. AICPA members can sign up at cpacharge.com/podcast and get your program fee waived for 6 months.
I'm joined on the podcast by Ken Witt. Ken is Lead Technical Manager for Management Accounting at the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. And he's been closely involved with the Business and Industry Economic Outlook Survey for more than a decade. Ken, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Neil. It's good to be here.
What are the key takeaways from the data this quarter?
I think the overall outlook from our survey continues to be very strong. The composite measure that we have, our CPA Outlook Index, is constant with the second quarter at 79 and up 2 points from the third quarter of 2017 at 77. So, it really does continue to be strong, and most of the individual components of the index are also up or flat. 69% of our respondents are optimistic about the prospects of their own organization, and 70% continue to have expansion plans. So from that perspective, the strength is there. The major driver of that seems to be the benefits of tax reform. What we're seeing is what we ask a specific question about a number of different topics, specific questions about a number of different topics, including tax reform, and 60% predict that their businesses will have a favorable impact from tax reform. So, and that's pretty consistent with the results of this question when we asked it previously. And what we're seeing is that the major sectors, manufacturing, construction, finance, and insurance, are replacing technology as the most optimistic sector, which has been sort of the case throughout the recovery, and they're also having the most hiring. So one of the things that we've seen over the course of the recovery period is that while we've had some periods of strength and more optimism and sort of a little fluctuation in optimism and expansion plans, hiring has been the component that has been the laggard. And what we're seeing now is that it has really become one of the strengths. We ask a specific question about, people's number of employees that they have and the shortage of employees, and of those that don't have enough employees. We ask whether they're reluctant to hire or whether they plan to hire. And this quarter, we've got the lowest number of businesses that are reluctant to hire and the highest number of businesses that have plans to hire. So that really is a reflection of the continued strength, and that's translating into a number of the optimism of different sectors, including retail. Retail's fluctuated over time, but it continues to be strong and optimistic this quarter. Unfortunately, the downside of the strength of hiring is that it may be sort of a lag, a constraint on economic growth. We also ask about the top challenges to businesses, and the availability of skilled personnel continues to top the chart in terms of our top challenges. And we also asked a specific survey within the survey question about the most likely factors to impact business over the coming 12 months, and labor shortages was the most significant factor impacting business over the next 12 months on that question.
So about hiring, I believe the number from 2 years ago, companies who had too few employees and planned to hire, was 20% It's now been steadily rising. I believe it's almost one third of companies, 32%. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's the right number for this quarter. And yeah, it has just continued to improve. And I think more importantly, those that are reluctant to hire, you know, has continued to decline. It's really a reflection of the strength of our economy right now.
Overall sentiment is close to all-time highs in the survey, especially regarding organization optimism. But related to specifically U.S. economic optimism, that sentiment is down from the first quarter of the year. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, we've always seen that over the 10 plus years that we've done the survey. There's always been a little bit of a gap between the optimism or lack thereof about the U.S. economy and the optimism about the individual's organization and expansion plans for the organization. And we intentionally designed the survey to really drill into, you know, what's going on in our respondents' organization. So kind of when sort of the media is all hyping good news about the economy, I think there's a little more optimism that we see in the in our U.S. economic optimism numbers. And then when sort of the things are sort of starting to crop up that are a little bit possibly unfavorable going forward, then we'll see that dip, maybe or maybe not impact the organizational optimism going forward. Specifically this quarter, we asked about a number of the factors that have been showing up in the media and what people think the impact on their business has been. You know, in particular, we ask about the impact of interest rates. And so we have, you know, I think 57% of our members say that the impact of an increase in interest rates on their business would be negative. You know, a few say positive. We had a lot of no impact or neutral, but I think we also have a fair number of not-for-profit respondents to the survey, so they wouldn't be impacted at all. And the other big thing is the impact of tariffs and trade restrictions. And 49% of our respondents said that their business would be negatively impacted by unfavorable tariffs on their business, and 48% said that they would be negatively impacted by retaliatory tariffs and quotas. So those are three of the major factors that are likely to impact business, and I think those are the things that are kind of reflected in that sort of 10-point downturn since two quarters ago of optimism about the U.S. economy.
You kind of led into it, so I'll ask, internationally, outside the U.S., what's the message? What are the takeaways for finance decision makers in other parts of the world?
Well, I think a follow-on question to the that we had about the tariffs and trade quotas was, what's the respondents' biggest concern about rising trade tensions? And top of the list was global economic slowdown. As the impact and sort of that's sort of the macro level response, but that's the micro level impact of that. Where the second and third questions, you know, rising prices on goods or services sold and rising costs for their business. So that I think is probably the biggest takeaway for someone outside of the U.S. that we've got over 1,000 respondents to the survey, 1,200 respondents to the survey. And that's what they're saying about their concern about the business, and people outside the U.S., you know, can pay attention to that as sort of the likely most significant component.
How can CFOs and controllers use the survey results as a tool for their organizations going forward?
Well, I think, you know, kind of similar to your question about how somebody outside of the U.S. could use this survey, I think, people within the U.S. Can also use the survey. If you're running a business, you know, CFO, controller, whatever role you're in, you need to pay attention to a lot of factors and take into consideration a lot of different elements into your thinking about how your business, you know, is going to be impacted going forward. And I think one of the things that this survey provides is a lot of really sort of nuts and bolts information about different sectors of our economy and what the executives' plans are, including just sort of their optimism about their own organization, but also their spending plans and hiring plans. And depending on what sector you're in, you may have some other resources that you kind of are more reliant on. But as I said, you need to take into a lot of factors, and this is one that we think is valuable to a lot of CFOs and controllers.
Anything in closing you'd like to add?
No, I just think I'd like to encourage more of our members to take advantage of responding to the survey. We've been doing this for over 10 years, and it gets good pickup in the media, so it's good for our organization, and it's also a valuable resource. And the more responses we have, the better data that we have for people to rely upon.
Thank you so much, Ken.
Thanks, Neil.
Again, that was Ken Witt, Lead Technical Manager for the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. You're listening to the Journal of Accountancy podcast. For more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, or visit journalofaccountancy.com/podcast.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered, and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.